Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Recipe riddle. I've looked up a recipe on the internet and I've sifted through the lengthy blog posts. I'm going to read some excerpts and Brooke, you've got to tell me what food we're cooking.
Recipe, recipe, I don't need your life story. Please, no words of wisdom, just the recipe.
Today's recipe comes from a food blog called Bowl of Delicious, and it's by Elizabeth Lindemann. It also reads out at 906 words before we get to any actual facts on how to cook this thing. Gosh. There's no instructions.
What was it? Bowl of Delicious is the name of the blog. Does that give away any clues to what the item is?
No. Okay, no, cool. Not at all. Last time we did a grilled cheese, so we're trying to pick a regular thing that maybe doesn't need a lecture on it.
Okay.
So first line, first hint. I do not think that I am alone in believing that a beautifully perfect thing we're cooking is the ultimate comfort food.
Mac and cheese.
Good suggestion. We're nowhere near that yet.
Okay.
Here's what I love about this recipe. It only uses 5 ingredients. Or you can add potatoes to the bottom of the pan to cook. So an optional 6th.
Definitely not mac and cheese, but now I do want mac and cheese.
I know, it puts it in your head. And the other thing, an X is a foolproof way to impress people. Sorry, X being the dish we're cooking. Mm. This recipe comes out gorgeous every time and it's perfect for a dinner party or date, but also easy enough to make for your family on a whim.
See, this is what I hate about these things. Obviously, like it's a meal. You can't sit and make. It's really good to cook. In at nighttime or daytime, or you could serve it to one person. Or like, we know, obviously.
You can make this whenever you're hungry.
Yeah, like, we don't need that specified, just like we don't need an optional extra to the recipe specified in the blog. Oh, gosh, okay.
If you don't have a Dutch oven, you can easily make this recipe in a large casserole dish or roasting pan using the same method.
Interesting. Is it some sort of roast?
Yeah.
But I have to be specific.
I'll give you another one.
Yeah.
I'll give you another line. The flavour combination of lemon, garlic and rosemary creates amazing flavour.
That's so great. They're like the 3 things you put together to make it smell nice in any dish. Okay.
Lemon?
Yeah, lemon's a bit weird. Is it a lamb roast?
It's a roast chicken.
It's a roast chicken?
Yep. The ultimate comfort food.
Roast chicken is not the ultimate comfort food. Comfort food is supposed to be...
That's hard to beat a good roast chook.
No, that did not need a 900-word essay in front of it. My goodness.
That's the game. Maybe do better next time.
Just makes me angry.